than everything, actually. I don't need to say anything more. Anyway, I'm a little bit nervous, but thank you all anyway. I was brought up in a Seventh-day Adventist church, and I got baptized at a young age. I didn't understand why I was getting baptized, but I did get baptized. I then had my daughter Chanel. When I was 18, because I had Chanel and I had her out of wedlock, I was disfellowshipped from church. I continued to go to church, but faced a lot of trials in life. Over the years, I found myself being less disconnected with Christ, and I began to do the things that I wanted to do. Because I was brought up, and my mum, we were all brought up with a very, very strict upbringing. As a result of this, I left my parents' home. Before I actually left my parents' home, my mum used to do night shift. And what I used to do when she still do night shift, she used to come back at 8 o'clock in the morning. So what I used to do was climb out the window, go and party hard, and then I used to come back. From the partying, because I've got a lot of family that are in the music industry, I started to do bigger party events, Saxon. I had all the connections from Jamaica because I've got family in Jamaica as well. So I had Saxon, I had Soundwave from Jamaica, Twin Elements from England, you name it. I had all the connections, all the big artists, till I even started to have my own jingles and everybody called me Miss So Special. So I had birthday jingles, dance jingles, and when I did keep my dances, I made money. Although I was working, I had an income off of it as well. Because my mum was so strict and because I was disfellowshipped, it gave me time to do my own thing. Even sometimes I used to think, what am I doing? But I carried on going with it. Anyway, in 2018, while at work, I was training a lady called Alison. It was a manager. Because I had 11 years experience from the company that I work with, because I work in financial services to do with motor industry, she was released to go to another department and train about 60 people because I taught her everything she needed to learn. So they allowed her to move to a different department. And then they put a 24-year-old boy with me so that I could train him. During the 6 months of me training him, at first he, you know, came across very nice, and then he began to harass me. I didn't know why he was harassing me, but he kept on saying to me, how comes you know so much? Well, with 11-year experience, I should know a lot about my job. But anyway, I assumed the harassment was going to stop, but it didn't stop. The harassment went on up until the 25th of January when he called me in and he said, I'm going to do your appraisal today. So I thought, okay. When I had my appraisal, after the appraisal finished, he said to me, I'm going to put you on a 6 months probation. And I said, for what? And he said, the whole team has partially achieved, so you aren't going to, I'm going to put you on the same as the team. And I thought, you can't do that. He said, yes, it's a team effort. So I'm going to put you, I'm putting you on 6 months probation. And he also said to me, your work's inconsistent. And I said, that's rubbish because, you know, I've been doing my work. And he said, well, I'm still putting on the 6 months probation. So on the 25th of January, after I had my appraisal, I did notice he came to the appraisal with a box of tissues. And I thought, why has he got a box of tissues? But obviously, he wanted me to break down, and then he wanted to offer me a box of tissue. But he could see it weren't working, because I'm too strong for that. I could see right through him. So after we had the appraisal, he said, I'm just going to give you a few minutes. I said, okay. So I went back upstairs. I went to the toilets, and I asked one of the managers, what does he mean he's going to put me on 6 months probation? And she said, oh, my God, Manna, why is he doing that? And I said, he doesn't like me. And she said, Manna, look, don't worry. Leave it with me, and I'll speak to you on Monday. I'll see if I can speak to somebody. Anyway, I was so... After speaking to her, I was just really distraughted. But the Holy Spirit said to me, Myrna, go and print off all your emails. Now, over the six-month period, the Holy Spirit kept saying to me, print off your emails. I didn't know why, but I just thought, okay. So I went upstairs, printed off the emails, and then I left work. When I got home, I sat in the car. I didn't even come out the car. And I receive 3 phone calls. I received 3 phone calls, and the call said, your father has passed away. I knew when I got the phone call, the Holy Spirit said to me, Myrna, you're not going back to work. And I knew because my dad had passed, the Holy Spirit had intervened and stopped me from going forward with my work. Because I knew had I gone back to work on the Monday, he would have put me on the probation for 6 months. So while I was off work, because I didn't go back in on the Monday, I stayed off work for 4 months. From January 25th, I went back to work in April. But during that period, I travelled to Jamaica. Now, when I went to Jamaica, I was so anxious because I was still stressed after being told you were going to be put on 6 months probation. It was still playing on my mind. So I went to Jamaica, and on the day when I arrived, I went into Mum's bedroom and I picked up the Bible, walked back into the living room, and I placed the Bible, call it, on the coffee table, and then I walked away. My intention was to read the Bible, but I just thought, okay, let me put it down and I'll go and read it after. But I didn't read it because I was still so anxious and a bit stressed. But anyway, the next day now, I walked into the living room and I looked and I thought, what's going on? And I saw the Bible, the actual leaf, was on 90 degrees. Yeah. It was standing up. I thought, huh, what's going on here? So I looked left and I thought, let me see if the window's open. And then I looked and I thought, let me see if the door's open, blowing a breeze, letting this Bible leaf stand up. But there was no breeze. And if you look at the bulletin, you'll see the Bible. You'll see the Bible leaf. That's why I took the picture, so that you could all witness this. Because sometimes when you tell people things, people don't believe you. But I even said to my sister-in-law sitting over there, I said, Sam, can you see the Bible? She said, man, yeah, I can see it. And I phoned England and I told Chanel, I said, Chanel, guess what? The Bible leaf is standing up. And she was like, yeah, you stay there with the Bible and your leaf standing up. Anyway, I carried on looking at the Bible leaf. I didn't touch it. Because we arrived on the Friday, what I did was this: although we arrived in Jamaica on the Friday, I waited a whole week and I watched the Bible for the whole week, looking at the leaf, just walking past it, looking at it. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to the church next door because Mum's got the Seventh-day Adventist church on her land. And I went over and I said, Sister Nelson, the Bible leaf is standing up. And she goes, Myrna, what Psalms is it on? I went, Psalms 37. She goes, Myrna, go home and read the Bible. So I said, okay. So she goes, it ain't going to do you nothing. So I said, all right. So I went back over to the house and I read Psalms 37. And the Bible leaf just went back down as normal. It just went down after I read it. I carried on reading the Bible and I returned back to England. When I came back to England, I carried on reading the Bible. My company came to see me and at the house. They asked me what had happened, why I was off work. And they asked me if I've got any evidence, any emails. I said, I got everything. Every time I was like, yeah, I got everything. So because I had everything, because the Holy Spirit told me to print off all my emails, they said, Myrna, we're going to move you from that department. We're not putting you back there. They said to me, what hours would you like to work? I went back to work and I did 3 hours. Chanel can witness this because she was there the day when they came. I did 3 hours and they said to me, Myrna, you can increase your hours when you want to increase your hours. So that's what I did. In April, I carried on working 3 hours on full pay for the whole, from April right up until September. I felt good because I felt like a weight had come off my shoulder with that guy. But it didn't stop there. While I was going to work, travelling to work, because my journey is 2 hours, I tend to listen to One Extra and a few more radio stations. And for some reason, I couldn't tune into them normal channels because it just wasn't working. Kept saying no signal, no signal. I thought, what's going on? But anyway, the only thing that would work as I realised I come across the Adventist radio. So I thought, well, do you know what? I'm going to listen to it. So I listened to the Adventist radio. And for 2 hours in the morning, I listened to Lynette. Then from Lynette, because I left it on the station, I listened to Nigel. And then from Nigel, I listened to Pastor Hamilton. And I recognised Pastor Hamilton's voice. And I listened to all his discussions about Revelation and Christ's second coming. And the more I was listening to it, the more I was getting into, I found it so inspiring and interesting. And all the things that I could hear Pastor Hamilton talking about was the things that my mum used to talk about. Everything was connecting. And I can recall just before Christmas, Pastor Messenger called me to the office and he said, Myrna, I need to ask you a question. I said, yes. And I thought in my mind, I hope he ain't going to ask me to get baptized. Anyway, I was like, yeah. And he said, I need to ask you something. And I said, yes. And he said, Myrna. I went, yes, Pastor. He said, I've noticed you've been coming to church for years, several years, Myrna, but how comes you haven't got a membership here? And do you know what? That played on my mind. And I said to him, Pastor, do you know what? I did have my membership here, but I got this fellowship when I had Chanel. And he said, okay, I see. And I said, but it didn't stop me from coming. I continued to come. And I said to him, but I'm not going to get baptized. So he said, look, Myrna, I'm not going to tell you when to get baptized. It's a decision that you will make when you're ready. I said, okay. So anyway, that I looked, after we spoke, I thought to myself, but look at Chanel's age. And I haven't even got baptized again. And then what happened? I carried on listening to the radio with Pastor Hamilton. And because of what Pastor Hamilton was saying, explaining how my body was holy, like the temple, and how I need to prepare myself. Well, not just me, but he was explaining, which side are you on? It just, all connected and it all clicked. And I said, you know what? I need to give I need to prepare myself for Christ's second coming. Amen. And this is why I have decided now to make it right with the Lord and give my heart to Christ. Amen. And give God all the praise and glory for this day. Because of the Adventist radio and all the teaching that my mum taught me over the years. And the Holy Spirit talking to me while I was going to work and all the things I went through. Last year wasn't easy. It wasn't easy when that guy was pressuring me, but the Holy Spirit gave me strength to overcome it. And I give God all the glory for that because I listened to the Holy Spirit. And I even said to Chanel, guess what? I'm printing off my emails. And she goes, why are you doing that? I go, something's telling me to print my emails. And I give God thanks because with my company, after 90 days, everything just deletes automatically. But I just printed off everything. And, you know, I just give God thanks that, you know, although I was going through a dark patch, I can see the light now and I'm stronger. And that's why, you know, I'm giving my heart to Christ. Amen. And I hope that, you know, I can encourage other people. I mean, you know, I used to put on so many dances. Everybody knows me through the music industry because, you know, my whole family, everybody, they're on my dad's side, they're all party goers, they're all ravers. Not on my mum's side, they're all Christians. Yeah. They on the hall side, they're all big time ravers, but dad's the same. But anyway, later on in life, he gave his heart to Christ. But today's a special day for me because today's the day when my dad passed away, and I prayed about it. And the Holy Spirit said to me, today is the day when I intervene, so that's the day when you're going to get baptized. So I just hope that I can inspire a few more of the party ravers out there that I know to stop raving, give your life to Christ, family and friends. Okay?
Well done. Well done. That's lovely.